What's in your future, man?
After general studies, I'm going to transfer to Buff State. And do
fresh off high school graduation, these city students are sharing their future aspirations. They attended various sessions presented by CES Colleges, Villa Maria, Duville, ECC, and Medai. They're learning about time management and priorities for college students. The workshops include creating personal budgets, study skills, and understanding a college syllabus.
So what I want you to do is to go through the syllabus.
Stay on track, make sure you do your work, and stay focused, you know.
Nasia Woods just graduated from Lafayette High School. She's headed to ECC this fall for liberal arts. She says she's an artist and eventually wants to attend UB.
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm happy. I'm excited for myself.
Oh, I'm getting goose pimples just thinking about it. All of our young people now have an opportunity to continue their dreams, continue what they've worked so hard for.
Buffalo School Superintendent Kreiner Cash attended the opening of the workshops, proud of students like Woods for achieving what he says is their first big milestone in education.
But we still always have a lot of work to do. It's like building a house or having and owning a home. You always have more work to do. But it's really exciting to be here at this time.
CES scholarships provide free college tuition for city students who are eligible. This is the first time since CES started 4 years ago that it's hosting this type of workshop. CES Executive Director David Rust says it's important to help students learn about college culture.
The other thing we are doing is supplying students with mentors if they need it. When they complete their freshman year, we provide paid internship opportunities, and that's the local business community. So this entire community continues to rally around our young people, and it's so important for the long-term health and vitality of our city that this works, and it's proving to it.
CES Buffalo keeps a close watch on students, making sure they complete their higher education. It provides a number of support services, and Buffalo is outpacing similar public school districts on matriculation.
Buffalo is now at 67%, so we're 14 percentage points ahead of similar districts. Our persistence is ahead of similar districts and national averages. So, you know, we're proud of that number, and we want to continue to do better. And something like this will make an impact on that number long term.
CES scholars represent a diverse group of students. Many are refugees.
I'm a little bit nervous, but excited.
Hibo Abdilati is from Somalia. She came here 2 years ago with her family and just graduated from Lafayette's Newcomer Academy. She's headed to ECC and wants to become a nurse.
That's my dream, and I wish it could come true one day.
Abe Nasa graduated from Leonardo da Vinci. She came from Thailand almost 8 years ago. This CES scholar is nervous as she heads to UB this fall to study biomedical science.
I'm very nervous about college because it will be my first experience, and I heard that UB is kind of rigorous and the classroom are kind of big, and I hope that this workshop will like alleviate my nervousness.
CES is a major program to boost graduation rates in Buffalo. Superintendent Cash tells WBFO News while final graduation rates are not ready for this season, he believes there will be another gain in the number of city graduates.
I'm looking to get up, not maybe right this year, but in two hops, get up to that 70% mark, and then I'm going to push for the 80% mark. We get at the 80% mark, we'll be as good as anywhere in the country.
And when it comes to achieving graduation, student Abdulhali has some sound advice for any city students.
No matter if they're born here or not, stay focused, steady, hard, and you will succeed one day.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.